Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Seekers Church podcast. To sow into this message, visit kingdomseekerschurch.org/donations. We pray the Lord's blessing upon you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious towards you. The Lord give you His peace.
And Danielle, you all care for children. It's more than a job. This is a calling. So I thank God for you too. Amen. Because sometimes I know you want to snatch a child. You want to put the whole five-fold ministry on them. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about, amen, the apostle, the prophet. I'm talking about these right here. And so I thank God for the patience He's given you all. I just bless the Lord. And for the ones who are not here, we praise the Lord for Sister Sheila, amen, and Elder Bivens, praise God. And we thank God for Sister Deborah and Sister Carlin. We're grateful, we're grateful. We're grateful for all the mothers, both here and at Cane Creek. I got a list of the names, but it was just too long, so I thought I'm going to mess up. I better just say Happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. So their tribute is ready and prepared. So hopefully when it's time, they will hear it this morning. Praise God. So I thank God. Hallelujah. All right. We're just going to go here and talk a little bit so we can go on home and you can get to celebrating with your family or just your quiet place, because I know you're still obeying the civil law. We're not going to do all this gathering. Amen. We're still going to make sure we do our distances, and we're still going to make sure that we follow what we're supposed to follow, because I believe there's a blessing in obedience. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to start this morning in the word of the Lord. If you would go with me, I'm going to read two passages. I'm going to go to James, book of James, St. James, right before 1 Peter. I'm going to go over there and speak with Brother James, chapter 5. And then I'm going to read verses 7 through 9, I believe, and then 16. And then we're going to go to Matthew 28 and 18. So if you're at James 5, say praise the Lord. All right, here it readeth the word of the Lord. He says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise the Lord. And Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter 28. Glory to God. Verse. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 18. And the word of the Lord reads, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, and this saying is, and all, it's all in red. So Jesus is speaking, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power and is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Talking to his disciples here. We're going to continue this morning from those passages of scripture, talking about what we spoke about on last week, the authority of the believer. But I want to add a subtopic this morning of what's in your hand. Bless the Lord. And so as we look and share in the word, you may be seated, because we're coming this morning just kind of looking at James and what he's saying. James has such a compassion because Israel had been scattered, and the children of Israel are scattered. They don't have a shepherd. They don't have anybody to care for them and to comfort them. So James takes the initiative to write this book and to declare that, look, it's not as bad as you think it is. There's a reason why this is allowed to happen. And one thing I want you to look closely at is that you need to understand. And he said, be patient, brethren. He said, just be patient and just wait, because the coming of the Lord, he said, see. And in verse 7, he says, see how the farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. See how he keeps up his patient vigil over it until it receives the early and the late rains. So I want to come specifically this morning thanking God and also encouraging the believer that you have the authority. I want to just make an announcement that we have this power and this authority that God has given unto us to execute. So to help James this morning to solidify what he's talking about, listen, I want you all to know that the enemy studies you. He studies you to see what you are made of, where you come from, what you like and what you dislike. The enemy studies you. He specifically targets the believer. He does this. And then when he targets us, he plans a strategic attack against the believers. Listen, his strategy is to take us out. It is to kill, steal, and to destroy. He has a strategy that he works against the saints. See, he develops it by looking at us and knowing really what we are carrying is power, but he wants to attack that. He wants to take that away from us. He want to mess with our thought. He want to mess with our mind, our soul. Our soul has our mind, will, and emotion. The enemy want to mess with our emotion. He wants to come against us with an attack that will shake us. That's his strategy. That's his plan in the earth. He knows that he cannot overthrow us or overtake us. So his strategy is to come against us with something that is so terrifying, something that's going to cause us to take a step back and to look at God's word and to even sometimes question our own salvation. Anybody ever been there where you just got hit with something and it was strategically planned, and you have to just admit, God, this is something I did not anticipate, I did not expect, I was not prepared for? And God then says, so you think, because you didn't really know that you were prepared, but God's got a way. If he showed us what was about to happen, many times we would do something to alter the plan of God, or even some people feel like they can just check out on their own through suicide. They say, I don't have to go through this. I don't have to deal with this. And that's another trick of the enemy, because he shows them that they don't have enough spiritual fortitude to take them through the situation or the circumstance. But I come to announce that the devil is a liar. The authority of the believer is something powerful. But you just got to know and discern the times and the season. I'm praying that God will give the saints the spirit of Issachar, that we'll be able to discern the times and the seasons where we're going through.
through and what's happening. I pray for the prophetic to rise up like it's never risen up before, so that we will get the direction and the correction and move in God. So I just want to expose the strategy of the enemy. Look here. Now you all recall, remember 9/11, the enemy studied. He studied the structure of the World Trade Center. The enemy, they were looking and they were determining, where can we hit the United States of America and cause the most harm? And so they studied it. And what they did is they launched an attack. And when they launched the attack, they hit the World Trade Center, because they knew that that was the nucleus. That was the core of the United States. That was where you all, they knew damage would occur and it would take some time for reciprocity. Look, we're still recovering. We're still going through changes from that attack. But it was a strategy. It was meant. Look what they did. They hit that building. If you saw it on TV, right in the center, Elder Bertha, they hit it right in a strategic place. The devil want to hit you right in your core, right where it's going to hurt the most. Listen, if you're not prepared, and somebody come up and punch you in your belly as hard as they can, it's going to stagger you. It could possibly knock you down. But praise God for the power of the believer that will get you back up. Oh, glory to God. So the devil thought he would knock it down. He thought he would knock you down. But he didn't count on the power of the Holy Ghost getting you back up. He didn't count on the power of the Holy Spirit standing you up right in your trial. And so, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you power and I'm going to make you a witness. Glory to God. Your witness is going to be so strong because you've been hit in the core. You can't tell me how it felt if you've never been hit. If you've never been hit in a place where you didn't expect to be hit, and you had to go through the trauma and the pain, and you bent over and you feel like all your insides have gone to the wrong side, and then you get through it and you're able to stabilize yourself and stand up. Oh, you gotta praise. You're gonna give God some real glory. You're gonna testify. You're gonna talk about the goodness of Jesus. So watch it, y'all. I'm telling you, strategically, he has planned to take out the United States. Oh, come on, come on. We can't possibly think that God has sent something like this terrible virus to kill children. Come on now. Oh, bless the Lord. Come on. What the enemy want to do? He want to knock the United States of America off of its foundation. First of all, let me close down every church. Let me close them so that nobody can get a strategic word, because you really, really, really do need to be present for the impartation. I won't forget it, Elder Bertha. And so then, if you are present, you can hear God clear. Come on, y'all. It's strategic. He won't take us out. He wants to take us as far as he can from our foundation. But I just want to release one word. You got power. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, you got power. Got delivering power. You got power to be able to stand. Come on, you're not going to quit now. You're not going to give up now. I just want to get the word in the atmosphere that stabilization is coming to the saints. He's going to stabilize you. Glory to God. Come on. This is not going to take us out. But look at what he's trying again. He went right back to New York again. And he's attacked them again. It started in New York. That's where all of this got its greatest start. And people are dying by the thousand. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, don't look at who's dying, but look at who's being saved. Because he's saving souls in New York, y'all. I'm telling you, people that never went to the house of God, never confessed him as Lord, now they are going to the house of God, and now they are praying. Listen, they were telling me about a Zoom prayer conference. Hallelujah. They never talked to me before about no prayer conference. God's getting the glory. glory. I just want to make an announcement. He's stabilizing the church. We're not going to fall out. We're not going to faint. Yeah, it's been disturbed. We can't say we didn't take a punch in the gut. We sure been disturbed. Yes, we had to go through something. Y'all, this been a mess. Hallelujah. I have missed the saints. I have missed the praise and worship. I have missed glory to God coming together and hearing the word. I have missed being able to hug, being able to kiss. But glory to God, I see stabilization. Oh, glory. I come to say this morning, all there's power in the believer. Somebody shout glory in this house. Oh, I wish I could preach it like I feel it. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. But stabilization is happening now. Glory. He's standing up. The city of Jackson. Y'all don't mind if I prophesy. Glory to God. He's standing up. Hallelujah. For a great revival to hit. Oh, bless the Lord. He done put everything on an equal playing field. It didn't matter whether you were black or white. You were subject to the same rule. You still got to obey the same. Glory to God. You can't go out the house. I can't go out the house. It goes. God has done something for all of us. He's showing us he's really God. Bless the name of the Lord. And I'm mighty happy about it. I'm mighty happy that even though some people don't want a fellowship with one another, oh, but he's breaking down barriers. Racial walls are coming down. Gender walls are coming down. God got the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all know that the enemy worked for God. I know he go to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But I promise you, God is getting the glory out of what's going on right now. God and my Shunda is being magnified. This didn't surprise God. This didn't slip up on God. He knew it before the foundation of the world, and he already had it worked out. Oh, I bless him. I praise him. Glory to God. Come on, somebody praise God. Come on, somebody praise God. Clap your hands and praise God. Come on, praise God. Oh, he getting the glory.
He getting the glory. So don't be dismayed right here, all right? Don't be worried about being destabilized. Because the enemy studies the saints. He's just going to try to come again. But you got to know, you got power as a believer. But James says to us in chapter 5 and verse 16, he says to us, you all, you know what you can do? You all can draw closer together. And you can confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. Then he said, when we do that, he said, then y'all go ahead and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. He says, you all got to be restored. But before restoration, you got to be able to confess. Praise the Lord. We're coming to a place that we're able to confess. I know the saints don't drink anymore. I know they don't carouse and go to clubs. I know they're not likely smoking dope. But we got to admit as saints that there's still some things that's in us that we got to get worked out. We have to confess that there's still some places in us that sometimes we didn't really realize was even there. But calamity shows us who's really connected the way they think they're connected. See, I'm glad for us to find out on this side what it is that we need to fix and repair and restore so that we'll be able to work it out. Listen, we ought to be
able to confess to one another. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we take the facades off. Sometimes even as preachers, as prophets, as apostles, evangelists, we've got to admit, I just missed it. I'm just wrong about it. I just didn't see that. And we got to be able to confess that. Praise the Lord. We got to be able to say, look, I should have done that another way. I should have said that another way. But so he said, confess it. Oh, praise God, y'all. I know we're not drinking it, that hard liquor, but we still got a little bit of pride. We still got to, I got to have the last word. We still got to, I hear what you saying, that I've offended you, but you just got to get over it. No, anytime a person has been offended and they let us know it, we need to go ahead and say, look, I ain't trying to be right. I'm not trying to win the fight. I'm trying to restore a soul. And if I offended you and if I hurt you in any way, then please forgive me. Oh, come on, y'all. That's what we're changing. We're going into a new era all together. It ain't going to be nothing like it was. We're coming up and God is getting glory. He's bringing us from glory to glory. Bless the Lord. When you've got time with God to spend time alone with him, he can do some things in you. Bless the Lord. He starts, glory to God, in us. Revival will start. But every one of us ought to be thinking about being a revivalist. Who are you going to revive in your family? Who you going to pull out, glory to God, of the mark and the mara? Who you going to testify to? Who you going to tell? Look, if you need something and I got it, I think this is the best time to give people a break and bless them with something that they can't get. Look, it's just in this hour as simple as a roll of toilet paper. Lord have mercy. Who would have thought that in 2020 a roll of toilet paper would be so important to people? But look, y'all, if we didn't do nothing but load up toilet paper and let folk drive by and get them two rolls for a person that don't have it, that's a mighty blessing from the Lord. Come on, he's changing the way we think. He's taking the selfishness out of the saints. Come on, y'all know the saints can't get selfish. God been so good to us. He done blessed us with so many blessings, but he bless us to be a blessing. We gotta pass these blessings on. Oh, come on, y'all, help us, God, with creativity and innovation. What do you want us to do? Oh, bless the Lord, I'm thinking, y'all, about having a drive up healing service. Hallelujah. Where you just come by, you ain't got to get out the car. Where we just speak the word and tell you to be thy healed. Oh, bless the Lord. Come on, y'all. God got a way. I ain't even got to see your face. I won't know who you are because you all masked up. And I ain't worried about you because God know who we are. I ain't trying to get no credit. I don't need WBBJ. I don't need no reporters to cover it. My God in heaven who sees everything and knows everything. He knows the heart and the intent of the heart. I want my heart to be right. I want my motive to be right. I want the people to come and know that God loves them enough and that healing is the children's bread and that you ought to be able to come and see the power that's operating in true believers. I believe it, y'all. Oh, bless the Lord. I take God at his word when he said, hallelujah, that he was wounded by my transgressions. He was bruised. Hallelujah for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace, it was upon him, and by his stripes, oh glory, we are healed. I take him at his word. Oh, bless the Lord. I believe that's the power and the authority of the believer. I read that in the word, and I believe it's true. Hallelujah, that we'll be able to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Oh, somebody bless the Lord. I'm talking about the power of the believer. Oh, praise God. I feel my help in here this morning. I believe God and his word. Ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody stronger than my God. Hallelujah. Before he was, there was nothing. And after him, there is nothing. He settled the matter. Yes, he did. Because he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Somebody shout, it's settled. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Somebody shout, it's settled. I'm a believer. And I got some authority and some power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just about there. Praise the Lord. So, I'm telling you all, expect God. Expect him to show up in a way you've not seen it. Look for the small things. Look at what he does. That's why I share it with you all. I could have paid for the groceries, thank God. But that's the small thing that God will do to show you that I'm in this with you. He keeps saying, Lo, I'm with you. Even until the end of the earth. At the end of every prayer, I said, Lord, what you saying? He keeps saying the same thing. I'm with you. Praise the Lord. And if God be for us, Taryn, who can be against us? Nobody. And God is for us. God is for us. So let me go on and talk a little bit in this text and prove my point. Because he really, you really do have power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just wanted to get that out. Therefore, we have authority in him. We have authority too. Somebody say, I've got some authority. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So we're going to operate in it. We're gonna walk in this word because our authority is in Christ. It's the authority. Authority, what do you have? Authority. Authority is the power or the right to do something, particularly to give orders and to see that they are followed. The word authority is used in the Bible, and it usually means a person's right to do certain things because of the position or the office they hold. So this word puts emphasis on the legality and the right more than the physical strength needed to do something. You've got the legal right to be able to bind and loose in the earth. Now, that's your legal right to do so. But there are some things we may not have enough physical strength to get done. But you don't need the physical strength when you got the legal right. Bless the Lord. What am I saying? The policeman does not have to come up and wrestle with me to arrest me. He got the legal right to arrest me. So it's with ease. Bless the Lord. When he comes up, his authority says, I'm going to arrest you. Put your hands behind your back. And then they proceed to do what they're going to do because they got the right to do so. So you and I have the legal right to bind on earth. And the scripture says, if we bind it on earth, God will bind it in heaven. So we got the legal right to bind the enemy and his works against us and his strategic plan. And we got the legal right to resend every fiery dart back to the pit that he sends towards us. We got the legal right to do it. But again, what he does is strategically works on us to beat us down to a place where we don't even fight anymore in the word. We don't even believe anymore. We just say whatever he does, he does. We just let the enemy walk off with our goods. But I come to encourage the saints that stops. Praise the Lord. Come on, we're not giving up any more ground. Praise God. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. And so you got to use your authority, because there are two forms of authority. One is called intrinsic authority, and that means it's belonging to one's essential nature, and it's derived, hallelujah, from authority, and it's given to one from another source. Intrinsic. Our authority is given to us from another source. Who is that source? Glory to God. I'm glad you asked. According to Romans 13:1, The scripture says, every kind of authority other than that of God himself is derived and therefore secondary to God's power. So 13 and 1 says all authority comes from God. And so then there is no authority except from God. So then God gives us the authority. It becomes intrinsic. We then have the legal right to operate in that authority because God has given it unto us through his son Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Y'all with me so far? Our authority is in Christ. Do you know that? Because we are declared by God to be in Christ, all that is said concerning Christ is said also concerning us. How about that? Praise the Lord. What am I saying? Let me go on. In eulogizing Christ, the Father eulogizes or says very complimentary things about us too. So the way he eulogized Christ, he also eulogized us. How many of you know God thinks well of us? Oh, I didn't know you know that. Bless the Lord. God think well of you. I don't know what you think of you. I don't know what others think of you. But I want to make an announcement that God thinks well of you. You better praise God, because that keeps the enemy from attacking your self-esteem and attacking your heart. God thinks well of me. I'm created in his likeness and in his image. So he thinks well of me and well enough to give me his authority. Let me use his name in the earth, and whatever I bind on earth, he will bind it in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth, he will loose it in heaven. That's the kind of love, you all, he has for us. And that's why he's given us the authority. So you heard a eulogy done. Praise the Lord. They get up and they say things that are kind about the person. They say things that will bless the family when they hear it. And so God says things that will bless us. Like he'll call us his beloved. Praise God. How about that? I am his beloved. Wait a minute now. I hear you talking to me. I like that kind of talk, God. You call me beloved when somebody else might be calling me a witch, but you call me beloved. Praise God. So you got to stop and think about when the world calls you something ungodly. You got to say, well, what did God call me? What's my authority in God? And then you got to refute some stuff. Glory to God. You got to know when not to receive things. Some people are walking in so much bitterness. They're just cruel and hateful, so they don't have anything good coming up out of them. You can't stand by and let somebody spew hatred onto your ground. I don't care who they are. It doesn't matter. You can respectfully decline to hear your supervisor create a place that they are going to talk down to you and be rude to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Glory to God. But if you want to speak to me, can you speak to me in a tone that will respect me? Come on now. I've got the authority of a believer. First of all, you better warn them. You don't know who you're talking to. You better let them know I'm anointed. Don't make me call Jesus on you. Because if I call Jesus, because I'm a believer and I got authority, I can speak his word. Don't y'all remember the prophet called down fire? Oh, bless the Lord. There is some authority in being a believer, and you need to operate in it. Don't stand by and let all of that come into you. If you don't refute words, they don't just go away. They are come into you. They'll keep building a mountain. They'll build from a molehill and get to a mountain. It can be a little something to start with, but if you let it hang out there, it'll keep building until it gets so strong it's almost impossible to bring it down. But I declare, as a believer, you got the authority to bring every hot thing down, every image, every imagination that exalts itself above the Most High God. You authorized, baby, to pull that thing down. That's why we gotta We got to use the word for our children. We got to back the enemy up. This my child, and the devil can't have him. I'm anointed by God to be a mama. Oh, yes, you are. Glory to God. You're anointed, Pastor, to be a Tyrone and Galen's mother. You got something to say about what the enemy will try to do. You anointed, Elder Johnson, to speak about your son and your granddaughter. You anointed as a believer. Somebody shout, there's power, hallelujah, and authority. I feel that dunamis power up in here this morning. I feel that power that'll blow the enemy, hallelujah, right up out of our mind. He got to take his hand off of our feelings, off of our emotions. Come on, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Come on, believer, you got some authority. I ain't gonna quit preaching it until you get the news that you authorized to make the devil out of a liar. You authorized to speak the word of God over a situation. You authorized to stop on the devil's head, because you got dominion. Yeah, that means you dominate wherever your feet charge. You possess the land. I possess my peace. I possess my joy. I possess my money. I possess my ministry. Somebody shout power. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. All this love, how you gonna lose? So, God's speaking well. His utterances concerning us. I'm forever grateful to God for speaking well of us when we didn't deserve it. But he spoke well of us. Scripture backs it up. Ephesians 1 and 3. The Amplified Version says, may blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual, somebody say every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. He didn't leave anything out. So he speaks well. He tells us, I've done this for you. This is your authority as a believer. You can operate in a kind of authority that you may have thought was hidden from you. It seems cold and cruel that people are dying and not being eulogized. But when I read this, I began to see, if you are a believer, Jesus will make sure that you get the proper eulogy. It may not happen in the earth, but while you step into heaven, he's speaking well. Come on in, my son, my daughter, because it's difficult that people can't even be by their loved one's side when they breathe their last breath, when there's so many bodies that they are piling up on top of one another. That is such a disrespect for the human body. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord has dwelt in that house. So then we are supposed to respect and honor their remains. And to see that kind of thing happening in the earth, it causes you to think, my God, how disrespectful. But when I saw what Jesus was saying, don't worry, because I got them. If they died in the Lord, praise God, they well eulogized. Thank you, Jesus, because he is speaking well. He knows, glory to God, he knows whose name is in the Lamb Book of Life. He knows what we've gone through in the earth. He knows what it cost to stand in faith inside and in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. God knows. So the authority that he's given us is from God. God's authority is absolute and unconditional. He has authority over nature, governments, and history. God has absolute authority. There is no room for anything else. All authority comes from God. That's why he lined us up to strategically obey what we're being asked to do right through here. We don't need somebody to tell us, stand over us and say, cover your mouth. We understand that authority is asking us. They're not demanding. They've already determined we can't make a law on this because we can't enforce this. We don't want to take people's civil right, even though they're doing it. I don't know if y'all saw it where they arrested the young man and threw him down in the street and handcuffed him simply because they said there wasn't enough social distance. And so when you see that kind of thing, you know that the enemy is taking it too far to the left. And so then we don't need that because the law is in our heart. We already understand that I know it, out of respect for a human life, I'm going to do what God called me to do. So he says from the prophet Isaiah chapter 41 and 1 through 2, he says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. He says to them, he says, do this for me. Speak tenderly to the heart of Jerusalem and cry to her that her time of service and her warfare are ended. Glory to God. Y'all don't hear me today. Hallelujah. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. I come to speak to the heart of Jackson. I come to speak on today. I come to cry, hallelujah, that our time of service and warfare are ended. Bless the Lord. He says in this word, her punishment is accepted and her iniquity is pardoned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been some dark places, but God has gotten the glory because he's given man the mind to serve him. Those that he's already written their name in the Lamb Book of Life, they coming through. Now some folk gonna keep doing what they've been doing. They don't care if they go through plague after plague, pestilence after pestilence. They can go through famine after famine. If their name is not in the book, they're not going to change. But for the believer, we coming, oh God, to the place of power and authority. Listen, in these last days, the dark days, you're going to have to walk in this authority. Somebody shout, I'm walking in it. I'm going to walk in what I know has been given to me by God. So he says, Isaiah, go tell them now. I've accepted their cries. I've heard their prayers. Their iniquity is pardoned. He says that she has received punishment from the Lord's hand, double for all her sins. Glory to God. Come on, you all. God's got a way even in the midst of all of this. He has kept the saints. I dare you to stand up this morning and tell me that you've gone without anything. Praise the Lord. Can you say this morning that you've had a lack in your life? Glory to God. Can you actually tell me that you missed a meal? Come on. Can you actually tell me that you're behind on your bills? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. If you believe, God has upholded you with his mighty hand. Oh, come on, y'all. And that didn't mean a job. That means that God by himself said, I'm going to supply all of your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My God is supplying our need. Come on now. There's some folk that didn't even get unemployment. I just want to speak to them. God will supply your need. If you're a believer, that's the power and the authority that you have. You can begin to call food to your house under the blood of Jesus. And before you go to bed, somebody will show up at the door and say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but God told me to bring this grocery over to your house. God told me to give you this $50. Come on, you all. I heard David say, I've been young and now I'm old, but I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. I want to declare, saints, that we ain't going to have to beg for bread. I just want to declare that you got the power and that you got the authority to operate in the earth. And where did you get it from? Jesus spoke up and told his disciples, bless the Lord, in Matthew 28 and 18, he came and spoke to them. And what did he say? He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And what I have, I'm going to give it to you. So the same power that he's operating in, he said, we're in him and we have authority too. So Jesus gave us this authority to use on Satan. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. I'm all right, Taryn. Let me get this out here. I want to get this way up in the atmosphere so the believer can understand you anointed to walk through this season. You anointed and you appointed. The blood of Jesus is covering you. Your mind, your will, and your emotions will not be shaken. You will not be destabilized. You are going to stand. Hallelujah. Having done all to stand, you're going to stand with your feet shod with the gospel of peace and the helmet of salvation on and the breastplate of righteousness. Somebody shout, I will stand. I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. I'm not going to walk away. I'm not going to run away. I'm going to stand in this thing. I'm going to show somebody that God is real and his word is true. Bless the Lord. So he said to me, keep on preaching it to them till they get a good understanding that I gave them authority. So in Luke 10 and 19, he said, behold, in other words, listen to me. Listen to me, believers. Listen to me, saints. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And he said, and over all the power of the enemy. Come on, y'all. And he said, and nothing. Somebody shout, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, bless the Lord. I know we've been checking for the virus, but according to this scripture, if I'm a believer and I exercise this authority, he said, all power over the enemy. And this virus is an enemy. It's a killer of the soul and the mind. Glory to God. Anything that will isolate you and anything that will terrorize you, that's not of God. And so if it's not of God, it's of the devil. And he said, you got power over the serpents and over the scorpions. Somebody shout, I got power. Come on, we almost through, but I gotta preach it like I believe it. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling y'all, Satan was bruised. He was fatally wounded. He was put beneath our feet. Glory to God. That happened in the book of beginnings. Over there in chapter 3 of Genesis, Satan has been bruised. He's under our feet too. According to Romans chapter 16 and 20. And the word of the Lord said, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Somebody shout, I got grace. God's unmerited favor. I got grace to go in and out of the Walmart. I got grace to go in and out of the Kroger. I got grace to go in and out of the house of God. Ain't nothing but grace. I ain't got this on my own. But God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is keeping us. God's grace is enough. We got grace and great grace. Don't try to borrow tomorrow's grace on today. There's enough grace in this day to supply all of our need. Oh, glory to God. I come to tell you, the devil is under your feet. You got authority. Oh, bless the Lord. I heard Sister Kim say, the woman that's over the Department of Health, she said, y'all, this thing has been contained because people have done what they needed to do. I said, wait a minute, Sister Kim. This thing has been contained because the believers, bless the Lord, have gotten in the gap. Because he said, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availing much. And I didn't understand what it was until the Holy Ghost Show me. He said effectual fervent means you manifest a result. So we manifested the result that we needed. Instead of the devil infecting 2,000 people, we didn't even get 200. Oh, ain't nothing but the blood. Can't give the glory to nobody but Jesus. We got to give him praise. We got to give him glory. It belongs to our God. Oh, I celebrate him. I brag on him. I boast on him. Or somebody got to tell the real story. Ain't nobody saved us but Jesus.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. But we go in places we don't know what's there. All we can do is say God's grace and mercy. We're doing the best we can. But God doing what God does. Taking care of his children. Bless the Lord. Won't give credit to nobody else. So he says, as we close this one out today, Mark 16 and 18. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, who we talking about? Talking about the believer. Talking about the disciples, the disciplined followers. That's us. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Bless the Lord. That's why I told you all, I think we ought to have a drive-up healing service. Because we can lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover. Because if it gets so, they can't get them all in the hospital, just come on back here. We got the perfect drive-through. They ain't even got to back up. They just make a circle and keep coming through. And we just keep on releasing the word. And every car that has believers in it, I know that by God's grace, healing will go off in there. I have no doubt in my mind. And so we just going to keep using the word of God. We're going to keep being on time and in place. Well, when God use us and when he's ready for us to go, we're going to be in place. Amen. Bless the Lord. If he say it's time, we don't want to be in the wrong place. We don't want to be at home thinking about getting to church. We want to be in the place where God says, now look, it's time, y'all. If he told us to go out there now and hold up both hands and declare that every car coming down the street, that the blood of Jesus will first save them and sanctify them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, and then heal them of any sickness and disease. Do y'all know we can send the word right now into the street? Oh, bless the Lord. That's the power of a believer. You can send the word. Hallelujah. You ain't got to go, but you can send the word because you authorized to use the word. You can send the word of healing. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Y'all got a good report this morning. Anybody in your family contacted this virus? Anybody contracted it? No. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And even in mine, I'm still persuaded fully that God is a healer. It don't make no difference. Bless the Lord. I'm not yet discouraged. I just believe that the prayers of the righteous, they do avail. But I also believe that God's got an appointed time, and if it's their time has come up. But I believe we can lay hands. Somebody say, I got to lay some hands. Bless the Lord. I want you to look at them hands, because those hands are anointed. Oh, I got to get out your way today, but I just want to preach to you about how anointed your hands are. If you didn't have anointed hands, God wouldn't have said that you could lay hands on the sick. You ain't just laying empty hands. You laying hands, and the power and the authority that's in Christ, it comes through you. It surges through you. It comes out, and it does what God intended to do. Somebody look at your hands and know that these hands are anointed. That's why you can't put them everywhere. You got to understand that it's anointed. Come on, there's something about that hand. Oh, bless the Lord. So God said, ask them before you let them go, what's in their hand. I want to ask you that question. What's in your hand this morning? Oh, bless the Lord. I heard God having a conversation with Brother Moses, and the word of the Lord said, he asked Moses, and Moses answered, behold, they
will not believe me. They won't hearken unto my voice. For they will say, glory to God, that the Lord, I'm all right, Terry. Glory to God, I'm all right. The Lord has not appeared unto me. So Moses said, that's what they're going to say. Moses said, that's what they'll say, Lord. Moses having the conversation. He and the Lord. And the Lord asked Moses a question. And the question was, what is in thine hand? Hallelujah. And he said, it's a rod. I'm asking you this morning, what's in your hand? Bless the Lord. Moses was engrossed in speaking about his non-qualification to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. God started having a conversation with him, just like he's having with us. And what he's saying is, what's in your hand this morning? Oh, glory to God, because something's in your hand, but to you it seems menial. To you it seems insignificant. But I want to make an announcement. It might be insignificant, but that which God anoints, it becomes mighty in God. And God anoints your hands this morning, so you will be used in his kingdom to do a great work. What is in your hand, Moses? Moses said, Lord, it's a rod, it's a staff. This was God's response to Moses and his ample excuses about why he was not qualified. Y'all know we good at telling God, get somebody else. I ain't really qualified. Get somebody else, Lord, to do prayer. Get somebody else, Lord, to preach the word. Lord, get somebody else to be a greeter. Lord, get somebody else. We got to get that out today. We got to confess that that's in us. Oh, come on, somebody help me. How many times have we resorted to being grieved that we were even being asked to serve in the house of God? Oh, but bless the Lord, God got a way of making us very happy that we might have been accustomed to steak, but he'll make you glad for a piece of bologna. Oh, praise God, God got a way. So he says to Moses, Moses, you got a rod, you got a staff, and I'm talking to you about what I've called you to do. I put something in your hand. This is a wisdom statement, y'all. You got to recall that he spoke to Moses at the burning bush and told him, Moses, take your shoes off, because the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Now Moses standing there, you got to remember, he's a man like we are. He's in the flesh. He said, wait a minute, I got nothing, Lord, but a staff. He said, wait. Can y'all imagine how Moses must have been feeling, how Moses must have been thinking? He looking at God, I just got a staff, and a staff ain't nothing but a glorified stick. Wait a minute, God, I already got a speech impediment, now you gonna give me a stick and a rod to go into Pharaoh's court? Wait a minute, you mean God gonna put the Holy Ghost in you, and with your little small self, with your little self looking like you can't do nothing, but when the enemy run up on you, he discovers something, you not easily moved, because the power of the Holy Ghost is inside of you. I'm telling you, the devil looked at you and he thought that you were minute and that he could run roughshod on you, but today you got a praise. I feel your praise down on the inside. I feel a praise up in this house. I feel a crazy kind of praise. I feel an anointed praise. I feel a praise that will reach into heaven. I feel a praise that will unlock the door of blessings. I feel a praise that will give God all the glory. Somebody shout, I got a praise. Somebody shout, I got a praise. Because I'm a believer, so I got a praise. This joy is calling me to praise him. He been so good. He got my back. Oh, come on, Moses. He ain't gonna bring you out here to leave you. He's showing you. It looked like a stick, but when I anoint it, I'll throw it down. That thing thing, glory to God, gonna be powerful. When you throw it, it's gonna be a serpent. Then you pick it up, it's gonna be a rod. But what I'm showing you is when you get to the most strategic place in the battle, all I want you to do is remember what's in your hand. What's in your hand, saint? You got a word from the Lord. Somebody shout, I got a word. I got a word. I got a word from the Lord that this too shall pass. That it ain't over. Glory to God that we're coming through this virus and we'll be stronger and we'll be better and we'll be mightier than we ever been. Somebody shout, I got a word from the Lord and I'm going to operate in the word. Glory to God. What you got in your hand? What you got in your hand? Understand that it might be very common to you, but with the anointing on it, when God puts his super on our natural, we can operate in a power that we didn't think we could operate in. What's in your hand? What's in your hand, saints? It means whatever's in your care, whatever's in your control. This could be money. This could be possessions. This could be influence, talents, abilities, and more. But we all got something in our hand. You got ability. You got some pipes, Minister Danielle. Who's to say they won't listen to your CD? You got to put it out there. Bless the Lord. You got some prayers, Elder Johnson, that folk need all through the house. You got some word. You got a prophecy, Elder McCullough, that folk need to know. You've got love and stability, Elder Bertha, that others need to see. You've got intelligence, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Pastor David, others need to know. Taryn, you got a play. You got a sound coming up out of you in your hands that's unlike anybody in Jackson, Tennessee. What you got in your hand? You got to know what you got in your hand. Because it's a mighty work in your hand. You're not just here for nothing. I can hear Moses thinking, Lord, I'm inadequate. I can't do it. I ain't got nothing but a stick. You finna make a joke out of me. But God is saying, Moses, let me just speak to you and send you on your way. Because you've been called to be a deliverer. You've been called to set Israel free, to bring them out of Egypt and out of slavery. Saints, you all been called to something this morning. What's in your hand? What's in your control? Bless the Lord. Don't consider it minute. Keep your hand in God. Stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand to heal, to perform signs and wonders through the name of the holy servant Jesus. Stretch out your hand. Do it. According to Acts 4:29, do it. Do it. Stretch forth thy hand. Heal that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. Not my name, not your name, but Jesus' name. Something. You got something in your hand. All of us got something. Glory to God. You got something. Samson had a donkey jawbone to slay 1,000 men. A jawbone, y'all. That had to be anointed. 1,000 men, but it was in his hand. He used his hand and slayed 1,000 men. You too can bring down giants. Ruth had grain gleaned from the field. David had his slingshot and the stones to defeat the Philistine giant. The unnamed boy had 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. The woman had an alabaster box filled with oil to anoint Jesus. Abraham had a ram in the bush. Paul and Silas had a jail. The widow woman had a pot of oil. You got something in your hand. And it can be used for God's glory because the power of the believer is awesome. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Now, I know we don't do things like others. I go up high and come down low. Some start low and go up high. I'm done. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been blessed by the word. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. And give God glory. Come on, put your hands together. and give God glory.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Seekers Church podcast with overseers Apostles Larry and Teresa Robinson. We believe in teaching to affect change.